So we'll read all the way from verse 1 to 19, Acts chapter 9, 1 to 19. Now Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked for letters from him to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any belonging to the way, both men and women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. As he was traveling, it happened that he was approaching Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him, and he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But get up and enter the city, and it will be told you what you must do." The men who traveled with him stood speechless, hearing the voice, but seeing no one. Saul got up from the ground, and though his eyes were open, he could see nothing. And leading him by the hand, they brought him into Damascus. And he was there 3 days without sight, and neither ate nor drank. Now there was a disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And the Lord said to him in a vision, "Ananias." And he said, "Here I am, Lord." And the Lord said to him, "Get up and go to the street called Straight, and inquire at the house of Judas for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying. And he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias come in and lay hands on him so that he might regain his sight." But Ananias answered, "Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much harm he did to your saints and at Jerusalem. And here he is, he has authority from the chief priest to bind all who call on your name." But the Lord said to him, "Go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine to bear my name before the Gentiles and the kings and the sons of Israel, for I will show him how much he must suffer for my name's sake." So Ananias departed and entered the house, and after laying his hands on him, said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road by which you were coming, has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." And immediately there fell from his eyes something like scales, and he regained his sight, and he got up and was baptized, and he took food and was strengthened. Let's pray. Father, we just want to thank you for meeting with us this morning. We cherish your presence here, and we just ask that you will come and speak to us through your word. Please lead us and guide us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I think with the conversion of Saul, what I wanted to focus on today was more on Ananias. Because when I read this, I mean, I understood that Saul had a major conversion and the light came in daylight and he was blinded. But I was a little bit fascinated with how God just spoke to Ananias and used him. First of all, I felt that there was no title in Ananias. It's the only description of him was a disciple. He was just a disciple. He wasn't an apostle, a prophet, an evangelist, a pastor, or a teacher. It just said he was a follower of Christ. And it seemed to me that he was a very devout follower of Christ, because he was so ready to hear the Lord at any time. You know, God actually spoke to Saul and said, "Saul, Ananias is going to come and pray for you, and he's going to open your eyes," before he even spoke to Ananias about it. What if Ananias doesn't agree? I mean, I always think of that, you know. Would I actually be able to do this if God had said, "Hey, I want you to restore the sight of this mega Christian persecutor, and you're going to go and do it"? I don't know if I would actually have the guts to do it. And but here, Ananias, you know, his disciple, was so ready to hear. Once the Lord said, "Ananias," he's like, "Here I am, Lord." And then he heard, and God actually trusted Ananias so much, and know that he can trust him. He has such faith and relationship with the Lord that he had already told Saul, "Yeah, you know, I told Saul that you're going to heal him already." And so that was something that really struck me. And a disciple, you know, I believe not only did he studied his word, but he truly followed Jesus and imitated Jesus. And so God was able to use him, an ordinary man, to do an amazing thing, to enable God's other chosen person to eventually have a legacy of bringing people to Christ until today. Paul's work until today is changing our lives, and it was because Ananias obeyed the Lord. Yeah, so what I thought was, you know, are we confident enough to know that, hey, the Lord will speak to us as ordinary people? We may not be a pastor, we may not be a teacher, we may not be the most successful person in the world, but when the Lord calls, are we going to say, yes, Lord, here I am, you know, come and speak to me? I feel like his relationship with the Lord is so simple. But of course, when the Lord told him what he was going to do through him to Saul, he also questioned. And I found it very healthy for Ananias to actually question the Lord, even though it was the Lord. And, you know, at the beginning I was thinking, did he doubt that this was the Lord he was hearing? You know, why would he be questioning? Like, go and pray for this guy. I mean, I would probably be like, are you God or are you the devil? Why are you sending me to the lion's den and, you know, getting me killed or something? But I think just looking at the fact that he is such a devout disciple of the Lord and he hears God so clearly, I believe he knew he was hearing God. So therefore, his next question, you know, I have heard from many about this man, how much harm he did to your saints at Jerusalem, and here he is. He has authority from the chief priest to bind all who call on your name. So he was asking the Lord, like, you know, I've heard of this guy, you know. It's almost like, God, are you sure you want me to do this? And I feel like, oh, okay, I don't feel so bad when sometimes God tells me to do things. And I may question and be like, oh, God, you know, this is too big for me. Or are you sure you want to do this? Are you sure you're going to save this man who is actually still doing so much harm? And eventually, of course, he obeyed because the Lord had told him what he was going to do to Saul. And through this, I also felt like, you know, you may have obeyed. No, let me put it back. You may have obeyed the Lord and done something to just say someone who is very against Christianity, really against you. And then the Lord may, and so you know, you hear, oh my gosh, you know, this person I just met is horrible. He's like persecuting Christians. Everything that comes out of his lips, you know, is like, you guys are Jesus freak, blah, 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 blah. And you tried to preach a gospel to him, but nothing worked. And that was your last encounter with him. But you never know when the Lord may have spoken to that person already and said, hey, I'm working in your life and someone is going to come and pray with you. And the next time he asks you to go back to that person, you may still have this impression of this person like, oh, he's a crazy guy. Oh, I'm going to be persecuted. Oh, what am I going to do when I see him? Like, he's probably just going to humiliate me and really tramp me down and things like that. But we may not know that God had actually blinded his eyes. We may not know that God had actually moved in his life. And that when you obey and you hear the word of God and you say, yes, Lord, here I am, and you speak to that person may be immediately delivered and baptized. And that he may be, or she may be, one of the most powerful instrument that the Lord would use. And so sometimes I feel like, oh, we can't just judge by the surface and we cannot be afraid on how the Lord will move, because he moves in very interesting ways. I mean, with this alone, I just feel like the order is so different. Why wouldn't God tell Ananias first before he tells Saul? Why did he tell Saul first before Ananias? You know, I just don't get it. But I believe that in this way, what I learned is, oh, okay, never doubt what the Lord is doing. It's okay to question him. It's okay to be like, God, are you sure you want to do this? But ultimately, we must follow him and believe that the Lord knows what he's doing. And in that sense, at the same time, we can't judge people. We can't be like, oh, but he's a murderer. He's a persecutor. He kills Christian. And, you know, he doesn't have the right, you know, to be saved, or, you know, look at him in this way, or think that we are too little to be used by God and say, oh, God, I can't do this. It's too big of a task for me. You know, like, who am I? I'm probably hearing this wrong anyway. I can't change any situation. I can't heal anyone. Who am I to bring sight to this blind? Yeah, so that's what I felt when I was reading through these passages. And the interesting thing was, in the end, towards the end of what we read, the passages, it says in verse 17, so Ananias departed and entered the house, and after laying his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road by which you were coming, has sent me to you so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And I was also reading a little bit of commentary, and some of the commentaries talked about how he called him Brother Saul. And he really didn't have to. I mean, if I was going to pray for someone like this, I'd probably be like, okay, I'm sent by the Lord to come and pray for you. So, okay, I'll just pray for him. But there's something about the word Brother Saul. I felt like at this point, I mean, this is just my own reading into the scripture, I felt that the Lord may have given him a different type of compassion to really pray for this murderer in front of him that he didn't have before. All he had heard was negative things about Saul. He was the one who was breathing threats to Christian. And then he went over in obedience, and he met with Saul, and he was able to lay hands on him and call him Brother Saul. It's a very dear, endearing word to use. So I believe that when we do that, you know, God will open our eyes as well to really see the beauty of a person and see beyond their sins and struggles, and that we will be able to really capture the heart of God and follow him and obey him, and then enable that person to walk well with the Lord. Yeah, so if I can invite Aaron up for worship. So these are the few things that I have really gotten out from this half chapter through Ananias. And I feel so grateful that the Lord can and will and is willing to use any ordinary person to enable others to walk in their calling and their fullness, and the impact it can make just by our obedience, you know, just by our willingness to be in a relationship with the Lord, to be his disciples, to learn his word, learn his ways, and walk in it. And God thought so highly of Ananias. He knew that Ananias was not going to let him down. He knew that Ananias was going to obey. He was so confident in this disciple that he actually told Saul what he was going to do and who. He even named him. It wasn't a man wearing a white tunic or something. It was Ananias is going to come. You know, the Lord has so much confidence in him. And I know that the Lord views us the same. As long as we are willing, he will make use of us in this way as well. And it comes naturally. It wasn't really forced, I believe. It was just through a relationship. Yeah, so today as we worship, I let's just spend some time in allowing the Lord to use us, to be his vessels, and to desire a relationship with him, one that is so close that when the Lord calls our name, we just say, here I am, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that we are your sheep and we hear your voice. And you say, I know them and they follow me. You know us, God. You know us so well. You know us even beyond ourselves, where we look at ourselves and we think, oh, forget it. We can't do anything. We can't do anything crazy. But you know us. And you know what's inside of us and our potential, our gifts, our abilities. God, you created us and we're so thankful, Lord. And then you say, they follow me. God, may our heart's desire always, always be to follow you as your disciple, God. One that studies your way, God, and walks it out with the intention and the desire to imitate you, God. We thank you, Father, Lord God, that we have this privilege to hear your voice and that we can do great things, whether it is achieving it by a small step and then enabling others to walk in their fullness and destiny, or whether it is being the one receiving the word like Saul and then walking in as an apostle or whatever it is that you have called us, God. We thank you, God, that we can partner with you. May you bless our time with you, God, and our relationship with you continually. Let's spend some time praying for our community. Let's pray for those that are sick and going through cancer or chemo and radiation therapy and surgery. Let's lift up all our brothers and sisters. Let's pray for our brothers and sisters with loved ones that are sick and in need of salvation. Let's pray that during this time of hardship in their lives, that they would really be able to meet the Lord, and that there would be people like Ananias in their lives to really obey and walk forward and pray with boldness and courage. Let's lift them up. Let's lift up all our brothers and sisters with infirmities, just fighting different kinds of illnesses aside from cancer. Let's pray that the Lord will bring full healing and restoration in their bodies, in their spirits, and in their emotions as well. Let's pray for our Friday focus. Let's pray for Japan, Pastor Sophia. I think there will be a team going to visit Peace Sophia mission trip soon. Let's pray for that team. Let's pray that the Lord will continue to move in this nation and also move in this team to not only encourage Pastor Sophia, but to really be a blessing to the people in Japan. Let's also lift up our SP Seoul, Yunsung and Janice. Let's pray God will give them wisdom as they continue to dedicate their time in this place. Let's pray that there will be people meeting to encounter God in SP Seoul. And Cambodia, Oasis House and Pastor Jenny Oh, let's lift up this ministry of P. Jenny, who established an inner healing ministry. Let's pray that there will be so much freedom, so much love of the Lord to be encountered through P. Jenny and her ministry in Oasis House. Let's pray for the Missions Council, P. Ricky, Janella, John Kang, Jungmin, Timothy, Deborah. Let's pray that they will continue to be able to download from the Lord and that the Lord will continue to open doors for SP to collaborate with different nations, different organizations, so that we may partner with them and hopefully make a difference in people's lives. So let's pray for wisdom and that they will be able to seek the direction and the heart of God. Let's lift up our local outreach ministries, Igape, Homi, SP Lights, Freedom, Bridge, Recreation. Let's pray that the Lord will continue to use them mightily, that there will be so much fellowship in each of these different ministries, and that the fellowship is going to overflow into the places, into the people that they meet. It's going to be something so natural that when they meet them, immediately chemistry will happen. There will be a clicking that happens because of the amazing fellowship within their teams already. So let's lift up the local outreach ministries. Friday, let's lift up our Friday evening gatherings. That's SPU and IP. Let's pray that there will be such a powerful encounter of the Lord, and that not only will the people that are part of these gatherings be refreshed, but what they are doing and what they're praying for will really happen. Something will shift in the spiritual that even other people outside of these two ministries will experience it. So let's pray for an amazing night for them tonight. Father, we thank you for the privilege of being able to come here in the mornings to pray with you and to seek your face, to hear from you. May you continue to minister to us today. And I bless everyone here, God, to with joy, with peace, and with so much love that the rest of the day, the rest of the weekend will be just filled with your presence, that we will really walk with such freedom in you, Lord. We thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Enjoy your morning.